Critics say delay caused by additional procedural requirements in the bill could jeopardize the case of someone with an asbestos-related disease. Mary Beth Newton is from Appleton. Her husband died quickly after being diagnosed with a cancer connected to asbestos exposure called mesothelioma.
They were not a good 2.5 months. If any of you have had to watch someone die of mesothelioma, it's not something that you ever in your life want to see.
The Republican author of the bill, Andre Jacques from DePere, says the bill could be amended to ensure a victim's testimony is acquired before they die. Supporters of the bill deny it's intended to run out the clock on asbestos claims, which can take 3 to 5 years to resolve. Those cases can take place both in state and federal bankruptcy court. Trevor Hills is an attorney who defends companies sued for asbestos exposure. He says defendants should know what's being said in both venues.
As things stand now, plaintiffs are able to say one thing in one court and something different in the bankruptcy trust.
Under the bill, a case in state courts would be held up until companies get information on other cases the victims may pursue through bankruptcy trust. Plaintiffs say evidence for personal injury claims often surfaces during ongoing litigation, and that having to present evidence at the front end of the legal process amounts to a catch-22. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.